This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Quad is committed for a free, open, inclusive and a prosperous Indo-Pacific. In his opening remarks at the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware, US, the Prime Minister stressed that Quad is here to stay, to assist, to partner and to complement. Prime Minister Modi added that the Quad Summit is taking place at a time when the world is surrounded by tensions and conflict and the Quad countries working together on the basis of shared democratic values is very important for the entire humanity. Mr. Modi stressed that the grouping is not against anyone and supports rules-based international order, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, and peaceful resolution of all issues. He said that free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific is a shared priority and a shared commitment of Quad countries. The Prime Minister said that together Quad countries have taken many positive and inclusive initiatives in areas like health, security, critical and emerging technologies, climate change and capacity building. Mr. Modi further expressed his happiness in organizing the Quad Leaders Summit in India in 2025. Before taking part in the Quad Summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with US President Joe Biden in his hometown Delaware, Wilmington last night. In a special gesture, the U.S. President hosted Mr. Modi at his residence at Greenville in Delaware. The meeting between the two leaders lasted for an hour. The two leaders identified new pathways to further deepen India-U.S. comprehensive global strategic partnership. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the talks were extremely fruitful. He thanked the U.S. President for hosting him at his residence. The discussions focused on ways to further deepen the India-United States bilateral partnership in areas of mutual interest. The leaders exchanged views on global and regional issues, including the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. In a social media post, President Biden said, "The United States partnership with India is stronger, closer, and more dynamic than any time in history." Prime Minister Modi will address a gathering of the Indian community in New York today. Mr. Modi will also be interacting with CEOs of leading US-based companies to foster greater collaborations between the two countries in the area of cutting-edge technology. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. A large number of global leaders are expected to participate in the summit. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister would be holding bilateral meetings with several world leaders and discuss issues of mutual interest. Upon his arrival at Philadelphia International Airport yesterday, Mr. Modi was greeted with a rousing welcome by members of the Indian diaspora who had gathered in large numbers to show their support. The Prime Minister witnessed Garba performed by members of the Indian diaspora in Hotel DuPont, Wilmington, Delaware, and interacted with them. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is on the way to become the third largest economy by 2027, with the country's growth rate projected at around 7%. While addressing the 12th East Asia Summit Economic Ministers meeting in Laos yesterday, Mr. Goyal reiterated the country's commitment to strengthen the East Asia Summit Forum and acknowledged its role in promoting peace, stability and economic prosperity. Aam Aadmi Party leader Aatishi was yesterday sworn in as Delhi Chief Minister. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office to Aatishi and her Council of Ministers at a ceremony at Rajnivas. AAP leaders Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bharadwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Alawat were also sworn in as Cabinet Ministers. Delhi's Chief Minister Aatishi has allocated portfolios to her newly sworn-in cabinet. The new cabinet currently has 5 members along with the CM. Curfew has been imposed island-wide in Sri Lanka with effect from yesterday 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. today. The decision was taken by the incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe in view of the releasing of the results of 2024 presidential elections tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.